Good morning.
I saw this video on social media and it's just absolutely frightening, but an iPhone 14 detects a freak accident and calls 000 over a driver who's hit with two loose truck wheels on an Adelaide street. Surely our phones are smart, but are they really that smart?
It's phenomenal dash cam vision for a start. The two wheels come loose from a car, from a truck, and then roll into a car. The car is totaled. The bloke is okay. I've spoken to him, and he was remarking that that he got out of the car, and his Apple Watch said, "We detect you've been in a high impact collision.
Wow.
We're calling emergency services." And he said, "Oh, okay, good idea." Called 000 for him without him doing a thing, and at the same time, sent text messages to his emergency contacts, saying that he'd been in a crash, he'd called emergency services, and this was his location. So his sister's 5 minutes away. She drives around. His mates are texting him going, "You all right?" And he's on the phone to the police. So it's remarkable, because then you put yourself in that situation. You go, what if you have a crash where you're incapacitated, trapped, and emergency services will be called because of the iPhone 14 that was in his car. The iPhone 14 had crash detection and detected the crash and call emergency services. What an amazing bit of technology that over the years ahead will be rolled out to lots of new phones, I guess.
So I guess the question I've got to ask then, Trevor, is how did it know that there was an accident? I can understand if the airbags go off, but how did the phone know?
So the phone has, the iPhone 14 and the new Apple Watch has new sensors in it, much more sensitive, and it's been mapped to algorithms that Apple has tested with front-end, rear-end, side-end and rollover collisions. So they know that certain movements, you know, not just jumping around, not just playing silly buggers with your mates. A car accident has a certain signature to it. And so it detected that and made the call. Simple as that.
Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joining us this morning on The Big Brekkie. Now, Trevor, I love my sneakers. Absolutely love them. But I can understand that there's a cleaner. Surely not.
Yep. It's think of it like a big toothbrush, but it's from Philips. Works like a cordless drill. It's got these attachments on the front. A hard brush, a medium brush, and a soft pad that for $50 allows you to clean your sneakers. And I think for sneakerheads out there, that's a small price to pay. But even for parents who just want to scrub the dirt off their kids' shoes, this is perfect. So it's only $50. It's a great product from Philips. And our full review and photos are up at EFTM.com.
And just think, just in time for Christmas. Who would have thought?
Exactly. For the sneakerheads, that's perfect.
Now, Volvo, talking about electric cars by 2026, potentially, maybe, possibly?
Huge. Yeah. Volvo globally announced that by 2030, they will no longer make petrol or diesel cars.
Wow.
That was huge. That was a big announcement. Happened a while ago.
Yeah.
But Volvo Australia have now said, you know what? We're going electric, 2026. So 4 years earlier than the global head office, Volvo Australia is going to stop selling petrol cars. Now, they already work in a premium space, expensive cars, so it kind of fits the budget. Yep. They know how many cars they sell and what sort they are, and they know what's coming. So I think Volvo has made the call that they can supply to their customers in Australia fully electric cars, so why wouldn't they? So 2026, fully electric, Volvo. No option for a petrol car.
Do you see then other companies pulling the trigger quicker than what, you know, that 2030?
I don't know that it will happen quicker, but it certainly paints the picture that it's definitely happening. And that's a big deal for the Australian market, let alone the global market.
You can read more, of course, on Trevor's website. It is EFTM.com. Trevor Long is the editor. Really do appreciate your time, as always.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you next week.
That you will. It's 13:32 4BU.